This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The Trump administration on Wednesday unveiled new rules that would allow officials to detain migrant families indefinitely while judges consider whether to grant them asylum in the United States. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan says the administration does not intend to keep people any longer than necessary.
The new rule establishes a high national standard for care of children and families in custody, allows the government to keep families together for fair and expeditious immigration proceedings, restores integrity to our immigration system, and eliminates the incentive for children to be used or exploited to enter the United States.
The new rules would replace a 1997 legal agreement that limits the amount of time U.S. immigration authorities can detain migrant children. The agreement is generally interpreted as meaning families must be released within 20 days. The new rule is due to take effect in 60 days, but that deadline is likely to slip, as it is certain to face numerous legal challenges. President Donald Trump says that he canceled a planned trip to Denmark because he didn't like the way the Danish Prime Minister described the suggestion of the United States buying Greenland. VOA's Steve Herman has more from the White House.
Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump said he did not like having his idea to buy Greenland being called absurd by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way, at least under me.
Trump had planned to visit Denmark early next month, flying there from Poland. He had been formally invited by the Danish Queen. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary